Power has to stay hid to exist, and it hides in this word, violence. It tries to pretend the essence of this system is not coercion, ever implying it is our nature. And in fact, the nature of natural and in the word system, likewise implying its natural forces and not conscious acts, it hides as well. So outing it by choosing language that counters it could not be more important. The panopticon means not just that power sees us, but that we can't see broadly each other, but only see through our power-sanctioned tribes. In a online blog, What is Our Responsibility to Others?, I argue that no one seeing us stunts our ability to see others, i.e. our empathy, i.e. our souls. And how does controlling the definitions ensure that we can't see each other? Because they all turn responsibility back to self. Power ensures that all difficulties are viewed as personal responsibilities. Last week, we said that power bases its conclusions and its vision on a false premise that labor is our inevitable lot, which by saying means they're acknowledging that force is the essence of a class system. We are every day continuously reproducing a system based on that premise. Now, they're acknowledging that force is the essence of a class system, but they're claiming that it's a force built into living itself, a force, you might say, of nature, hiding behind lies, denying we once had solidarity, which power systematically shattered in order to shackle us. Every day, we live lives based on an unscrutinized premise that imposes enormous hardship. We absorb it without complaint. It's time to ask ourselves why. Never forget Bentham's point and purpose to keep us working and to keep us happy to work. Hi-ho, hi-ho. Bentham and Townsend argued self-servingly that coercion is natural, built into the need to eat, and so must seem to those of us laboring natural. Overt violence is unnecessary and crude and creates unhappiness. Bentham's entire system for increasing the pleasure and decreasing the pain overall for the majority, and this, by the way, is a contribution which he believed entitled him to be called, quote, the most benevolent man who ever lived, is based on the premise that labor is our inevitable lot. Take that lie away, and his entire system is exposed for the misanthropic narcissism that it is. It collapses into dust. So he wants to be done with laws that don't increase happiness to work. It's important to understand that that's what he means by happiness. He's essentially saying, leave the people alone who work hard and imprison those who don't. He's saying that the vast majority are willing to work hard, so don't make it too onerous on them. Not recognizing that this side of institutionalizing totalitarianism would be continuously undermined by its other side, the global marketplace and its competition.